Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning of a new year. We're with Mike Spain, associate editor of the Times Union. Before anything, Happy New Year, Mike.
Happy New Year to you, David.
And on this new year, 2017, a story in the paper about a solar farm in the Capital Region.
Yeah, it would be the Capital Region's largest solar energy facility. It's being planned for an area south of the city of Albany in the town of Bethlehem near the Selkirk rail yards. A Florida company that's done a lot of other development in the area is planning what would be an 8-megawatt solar farm that's enough to power about 1,300 homes. It's pretty big. It would be the biggest around here. The developer, Next Extra Energy, is going before the town of Bethlehem's planning board tonight, and they have some experience. They have several farms around the region, and what makes this profitable is some arrangement with the local utility, National Grid, where they buy this energy, and New York State also has some financial incentives, and it works out pretty well. And it takes advantage of a free source of electricity.
From a solar farm to farmland and its preservation.
That's right. We're talking about a 175-acre farm in the town of Brunswick in Rensselaer County, the Laughing Earth Farm. It's the first in the Capital Region that will be protected from commercial or residential development through a program run by Scenic Hudson and some other environmental groups. What they're doing is trying to preserve a source of food for the New York metro area. The development rights for this organic farm in Rensselaer County were purchased for about $430,000. Scenic Hudson kicked in about $118,000. The other money came from other groups. And the owners of the farm, Zach and Annie Metzger, will now be able to ensure that the property stays in agricultural use. Should they sell it down the road, it would be sold for a much lower price to a new farmer, and it would not be available for residential development or commercial development. So it's a great program that keeps basically the breadbasket of the Hudson Valley going.
Keeping in touch with your doctor and telemedicine.
Yeah, Claire Hughes, our medical writer, has an update on that whole concept. Employers and health insurers are increasingly offering ways to see the doctor by cell phone or the internet just to keep costs down and also cater to the busy lifestyles we live. She talked to one local insurance agent who has a couple of 10-year-old twins, and they just sometimes put off going to the doctor until everybody's in a great deal of discomfort. Now they'll just check in by Skype or FaceTime and talk to the doctor, get things on the right track. And this is going to go on in the Capital Region with MVP Healthcare, which is based in Schenectady, and they're just trying to see how well it works and just improve access to healthcare and make it less expensive.
Mike Spain, he's the associate editor of the Times Union. He joins us on Tuesdays. You can find out more at timesunion.com. Mike, thanks.
Thank you, David.